Hear the word and renew your life on 657 AM.
Greetings once again in the wonderful name of Savior King Jesus. We thank the presence of the Holy Spirit as we greet all listeners at Radio Pulpit ngegama lika Jesu. Our scripture reading silapha ku Luke 18, verse 1. It is then Jesus told his disciples a parable to show them that they should always pray and not give up. Silibonge izwi kaNkulunkulu ekuseni. In this verse of scripture, uJesu began by telling a parable in order to encourage his disciples. Despite the fact that oftentimes he would be followed by the crowd, kodwa uma addressa izinto ezimportant, he would only talk to his disciples, avoid ukukhuluma necrowd yonke. Manje, moreover, the reason that made Jesus cry to encourage ama disciple ake in this verse is because of the previous chapter where he warned them, the disciple, about the end times and the spirit of the end times. These are the spirits in 2 Peter 3, verse 3 to 4, uPetro akhuluma ngazo. And again, these are the spirits lapho u 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 1, uPaul as describe. Akhulume ngokuthi these are the teachings of demons. Furthermore, uPaul explain nalaphaya ku 2 Timothy chapter 3. And no Jude wrote about such ama spirits. Not Daniel and the book of Revelation, by our verse are those end-time spirits. Manje, the epistle of John warned us to, that is why it's warning Shaguti, we've got to test the spirit. And a little for many false prophets had gone out in the world. And this morning I would like us to see, we cannot deny that fact, Guti. Many of false prophets have gone out into the world. We have seen them with our own eyes. And iBhayibheli lapha ku Matthew chapter 24 and verse 24. Lithi leli lizwi, they shall perform great signs and miracles to deceive the elect. And ku 2 Thessalonians 2. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 8 and 10. Kula elichaza kahle le ndaba yokuthi why people are being deceived. As we are reading the book of 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 2, from verse 8 wakhona. Lithi leli lizwi. And then the lawless one will be revealed, whom the Lord Jesus Christ overthrew with the breath of his mouth and destroyed by the splendor of his coming. A lawlessness will be in accordance with the work of Satan, displayed in all the kinds of counterfeit miracles, signs and wonders, and in every sort of evil that deceive those who perish. They perish because they refuse to love the truth and be saved. Now we see Guti. Laba bantu ba uNkulunkulu banikezile ngoba ubinto abayifunayo. And a little lizwi bayaduka ngoba iqiniso abalifuni lokuthi basindiswe. Abantu abalandelela ama miracles. Even namhlanje siyababona bayawalandela ama miracles. And izwi kaNkulunkulu liyasitshela ukuthi uJesu Kristu wathi the signs will follow you. Tina, we don't follow signs. The signs and wonders, they follow us. Manje lana izwi kaNkulunkulu yasitshela ukuthi why these people, they are being deceived. Ngani ngoba iqiniso lokuthi basindiswe abalifuni. Namanje uma ubheka abangcwele emabandleni, abafuni ukuhlala bafundiswe, abafuni ukuhlala bakhuzwe. Intshumayelo abayifunayo yileyo okukhuluma ngama blessing. Intshumayelo abayifunayo yileyo ukuthi bayothola ini nani. Into yokuthi baphile indlela uNkulunkulu abayifunayo yinto namhlanje abantu abangasayifuni. Manje uma sibheka futhi nanamhlanje, akusekho lula ukuthi babize abantu i-altar call. Namhlanje even noma sibheka kuma-television, sithola abafundisi yibona abazivezile. Akukho ukuthi baphakamise uJesu, kuphakamiswa bona, kuphakamisa amabandla abo. manje ekseni kwanamhlanje liyasho izwi kaNkuluNkulu lithi for this reason God sends them a powerful delusion so that they will believe the lie and so that all will be condemned who have not believed the truth but delighted in wickedness. So abangafunanga iqiniso kodwa bajabulela ububi. Manje ekseni kwanamhlanje yiyo le uJesu Kristo akhuluma ngayo kubafundi uma ebatshela ngani ngathe end time spirit and the end times false spirit akhuluma ngaso. Manje ekseni kwanamhlanje ke sesifundile lapho kuverse 8 lithi manje however when the son of man comes uthi uJesu Kristo kuverse 8 waleli lizwi besilifunda ku Luke chapter 8 kuverse 8 wakhona uJesu Kristo uphosa iquestion uthi however when the son of man comes will he find faith on earth. Manje this was an open ended question. An open ended question is a question that does not need an answer. It does not need yes no or no. Ngani ngoba uJesu Kristo was posing this question. It was the way of informing them that no matter false prophets have gone out to deceive many, but he has a solution for those who will follow him, that they won't be able to fall into it. Instead, they will maintain their faith until his second coming. We know that uJesu Kristo igazi lakhe azange lichithekele mahala. Angeke selichithakele uNkulunkulu enze umsebenzi eshumayele ngalensindiso from the beginning. Eshumayele ngalensindiso uNkulunkulu from the time of the fall. Uma etshela uSathane ukuthi the seed of a woman izokhwela ekhanda lakho and makaqeda konke uNkulunkulu ashumayele kuba prophets bakhulume ngalo Jesu bese njenge kuphela nje. No, uJesu Kristo makathi kubo however when the son of man comes will he find faith on them. This was an open ended question, and an open ended question is a question that does not need an answer whether it's yes or no. This was a way of telling ama disciples ukuthi no, mina ngizokwenza indlela ukuthi sezikhona lezo zinto nina ngeke nizezwele kuyo. Manje lana uma sibona uJesu Kristo for new ukuthi uPeter because of his faith and the wavering faith kaPeter one day uPeter will deny him 3 times in spite of Jesus never gave up on him. Manje lana uma sibheka uJesu an initiative uJesu ayenza kulapha ku Luke chapter 22 uJesu Kristo ayenza initiative yokuthi sezikhona zonke lezo zinto kodwa kukhona indlela uJesu azoyenza lapha sifunda ku Luke chapter 22 ku verse 31 to 32 lithi leli lizwi verse 31 to 32 uJesu uthi, Simon, Simon, Satan has sifted you as a wheat, has asked to sift you as a wheat. But I prayed for you, Simon, that your faith may not fail. And when you have turned back, strengthen your brothers. Now this was a way ogumbonisa ukuthi. One day, uzombiza kayi-3, uthi, Simon, Simon, Simon. Logo waye reveal ukuthi uzompika kayi-3. But sekemphikile ngani ngoba uSathane umcelile sekemphikile kodwa uJesu umkhulekele athi kuye sengukhulekele nawe ubakhulekele abafoweni uyobaqinisa ngani ngoba uJesu wayekhuluma into ezokwenzakala ukuthi manje kukhona into azoyifaka kuSimon uSimon ukuze akwazi ukuqinisa amaKristu ukuthi banga bonakali bewela kwinto ezinje. Manje ekseni kwanamhlanje this was a follow up uJesu Kristo ayenza njengoba sithi wakhuluma lapha ku verse 8 ethi however when the son of man comes will he find faith on earth. This was a follow up yokuthi ayotshela uSimon ukuthi Simon uSathan ucelile ukuthi wena akusifte njengokolweni. Uyazi ukusifta abangcwele, thina esike sakhulela emakhaya nabanye bayazi ukusifta ngoba kukhona ukuthi ukolweni leli nimenga semoya endaweni enomoya. Then ustata ukuthwani umoya ususe into kushini i-fluff, kukhulunywa ngokuthi i-fluff. Umoya ususe i-fluff, ushiye the real thing. Yiko lokho athi they will sift you. Kusho ukuthi the winds will come and blow whoever it blows. And may blowile, the reality will stand, but the izinto ezingasizo they'll leave. Manje uJesu Kristu wayezama ukumbonisa ukuthi ama-blows of the wind will come. Kodwa uma wena uzokuma ene uma sowumile, hamba uqinisa nabanye. Manje uma sifunda, lapho ke kuverse 31 and 32, kuchapter 22, the most important remark or statements kaJesu, uthi when he turned back, ene uma ufunda kuKing James, ithi when thou converted. Meaning that kukhona isikhathi la uPetro njengoba sifunda, he was once denied uJesu Kristu, but one time kwenzakala ukuthi he became converted, wabuyisa ingqondo, waqala ke manje wabuyela emuva ukuthi manje arealize. Yakhumbula uma ephika uJesu Kristu, uJesu wambheka. And that time make mbheka masifunda kwelinye ivesi. Lithi make mbheka uPetro wabona uJesu embhekile, wakhumbula ukuthi hayi man, ushilo ukuthi ngizomphika. And that time lithi uPetro wahamba ekhala ebuyele emuva. Manje ekseni kwanamhlanje siyafunda futhi lapha kwincwadi kaJohn uchapter 21 wakhona ukuthi manje sekwenzakala izinto noma seke yenza ukuthi amphike uJesu Kristu, but there was a time uJesu Kristu emreinstater, embuyisela back. Uma sifunda kuJohn chapter 21 uverse 15 ukuyenzansi wakhona lithi lelizi, when they had finished eating, Jesus said to Simon Peter, Simon son of John, do you truly love me more than these? Manje uma uJesu Kristu ethi Simon, do you truly love me more than this? UJesu ebesho ngoba uSimon Petro bekebuyele back emsebenzini wakhe wefishing. Ngoba iverse 3 yakhona iyasitshela ukuthi babuyela emuva to go and fish. And manje uJesu wavela ngaleso sikhathi bebuya ukuyofisha. And kuyilapho uJesu Kristu wayizom reinstater. Wakhuluma naye wathi kuye, Simon, Simon, do you truly love me more than lezi zinto? Kusho ukuthi le nto le career yakho yokufisha ngani? Ngoba uJesu Kristu siyakhumbula ukuthi he made a promise uma ebebizwa boPetro, wathi follow me, I'll make you fishers of men. This was the time manje ezobonakalisa uJesu ezofulfila that promise kubo ukuthi wathi follow me, I'll make you fishers of men. Loko uzokwenza ukuthi am reinstate. Manje siyabona uthi do you love me more than this? Manje aqhubeka uJesu Kristu futhi athi lithi lana ku verse 15, wathi yes Lord, he said, you know I love you. Jesus said, feed my lambs. Again, verse 16, little Jesus, wathi, Simon, son of John, do you truly love me? He answered, yes, Lord, you know that I love you. Jesus said, take care of my sheep. Verse 17, the third time he said to him, siyakhumbula ukuthi he denied Jesus Christ the third time. Now, Jesus, the third time, ukhuluma kayi-three kuye, ukum reinstate. Manje, as we are looking at this bangwele, sibona ukuthi indaba ayisukeli la. Isukela nangalesa sikhathi uJesu Kristu ebatshela ngemimoya yokugcina, kuthiwani imimoya emibi ey'khathini zokugcina. And nalapho ethi, will I find faith when I return? sathi open-ended question. Ngoba uJesu wayibonisa ukuthi no, noma ngabe bekhona ama-false prophet, noma ngabe zikhona izinto ezinjengalezi, but mina I'll sustain you. And uJesu Kristu ke manje, siyambona ke uyo-reinstater, uPeter. Ngoba laphayana sifundile kuLuke, wathi kuwe uSatan ukucelile, kodwa uma sowubuyele, hambo qinisa abafo wenu. Abo bani labo bafo wethu abake zobaqinisa. Yithi, nalaba beze before thina, nalaba bazayo, yibo uJesu Kristu athi hambo uyobaqinisa. Ngani ngoba phela, wagcina uPetro sekeqala ukubhala the book of Peter, esebhala ke manje ukuqinisa thina. Manje lana siyabona uma uJesu Kristu ethi go and feed my lambs. Sibona laphayana ku Isaiah 40 uverse 1 uye explainer u Isaiah ukuthi how to take care of the lamb. Lithi to take care of the lamb is when a shepherd gathers the lamb and put the lamb on his arm, carrying them close to his heart, gently leading those that are young. And later states, sibona uPeter, ku Second Peter, ku chapter 1, ku verse 1, Simon Peter, uyabhala ke manje, uthi Simon Peter, a servant and apostle of Jesus Christ. The mention of a servant, uma emenshina, lapha ku First Peter, is because ubizele to serve us, to come and serve us as a servant of Jesus Christ. Athi lana make khuluma futhi uPeter lapha ku Second Peter 1 verse 1 uthi Simon Peter, a servant and apostle of Jesus Christ. Lapho ubala izinto ezithu, to be a servant and to be an apostle. To be an apostle is when we are a sent one. Yiko lokho lithi kaNkuluNkulu sakhelwe phezu kwesekelo sabaprofeti nabapostoli. Manje yileso isekelo ke manje. Uyaqala uPeter ke manje. Uya continue laphayana uma silfunda izwi likaNkuluNkulu. Uthi to those through the righteousness of our God and our Savior Jesus Christ has received faith as a precious as ours. Manje siyabona the thing now it continues about the faith. Ngani ngoba indaba yethu bekukhuluma i question an open-ended question kaJesu ukuthi will I found faith uma ngibuya okwesibili emhlabeni. Manje siyakhumbula ke as we continue ukuchaza ukuthi uJesu Kristu wabatshela the end time spirits and at the same time wabatshela uJesu ukuthi abazoduka kanjani, bedukiswa yini, and wapromisa manje uJesu ukuthi nina ngeke nifinyelele lapho uma ngabe nibambelele. And uPetro, uJesu wazi nokuthi uPetro uzomdenaya. And uJesu wazi ne-solution azoyenza ukumbuyisa uPetro. And manje it was not only about uPetro, but it was about us abalandelayo. Ukuthi our faith must remain. Nalaba bazosilandela, their faith must remain until the coming of Jesus Christ. Bese khona those false prophets. Bese khona those false teachers. Zikhona zonke izinto. But uJesu Kristu usipha amandla ukuthi sizoma. Manje lana uya continue njengoba sikhulumile lapha ku Second Peter 1:1 ukuthi uPeter uthi Simon ibhala incwadi uthi Simon Peter, a servant and apostle of Jesus Christ, and makaqeda uthi to those through the righteousness of our God and Savior Jesus Christ that receive faith as precious as ours. Manje, he shows us ukuthi le faith is so precious. He le faith uJesu wayibuze ngayo ukuthi, will I find faith on earth when I return? Manje, as we read this verse, siyakhumbula ukuthi indaba yaqalela kuphi. Yaqalela khona lapho esho ukuthi, now it shows ukuthi, we are still standing. Ngani ngoba, indaba ye faith bangcwele, siyakhumbula uma sifunda uHebrews chapter 11 ku-39 kwathi ngeke ukuthi balinde ngoba lithi izikaNkuluNkulu sebe commendiwe uNkulunkulu for their faith. Kodwa there are things azange bathole lutho. Kwadingeka ukuthi balinde abalandelayo. Meaning that bekudingeka ukuthi balinde thina. Now uPetro was the one owayethatha ibait from the Old Testament a letter ku New Testament ukuthi manje siqhubeke ngale faith ngani ngoba kukhona abasilindile. And the reason ukuthi kube uPetro ngoba uPetro siyakhumbula uma sifunda ku Matthew 14:29 uPetro was the one amongst all the disciples owenza ukuthi uma uJesu kunesivunguvungu uma ubona uJesu emanzini ngoba uyena othi Jesu ngingeza na uyena owahamba emanzini bonke azange bahambe emanzini but uPetro waba nefaith le iyenza ukuthi kube uyena uJesu Kristu amkhethayo ukuthi kube uyena ozoqhuba leli vangeli le faith asiqhubekise siye phambili ukuthi sibambelele until uJesu Kristu asibuya. May God richly bless us ekuseni kwanamhlanje uma sisaqhubeka simkhonza uNkulunkulu sinanelithemba ngoba zikhona lezi zinto bekhona laba prophet bamanga bekhona lezi zinto eziphumile thina sibambelele ekholweni lethu. They will never move us njengoba ekugcineni sengivala ngilento naye uJude ethi bengithanda ukukhuluma ngensindiso yenu kodwa manje ngithanda ukuthi I felt I had to write and urge you to contend for your faith. Manje we need to stand and contend for our faith. Sithembe uNkulunkulu kungabi nezinto ezi extra esis edayo ekuthembeni uNkulunkulu. May God help us this morning ngegama lika Jesu wase Nazareth. Amen.
The words of the Lord are words of life. Your heart is on 657 AM. 657 AM, radio for believers in action.